Today, an Israeli airstrike destroyed a high-rise building in Gaza containing offices for the Associated Press and other media outlets. The same day, a rocket reportedly killed a man in Tel Aviv. The strike happened about an hour after the military ordered people to evacuate. The 12-story building housed not only the AP, but Qatar-based Al Jazeera, as well as other offices and apartments. It had been the AP's home in Gaza for 15 years, its location a prime spot for covering Israel's conflict with Hamas. The Israeli Defense Forces claimed the building contained militant assets and accused Hamas of using the media offices as human shields. However, it did not provide evidence of these claims. AP President Gary Pruitt released a statement calling the strike disturbing.
We are shocked and horrified that the Israeli military would target and destroy the building housing AP's bureau and other news organizations in Gaza. A dozen AP journalists and freelancers were inside the building, and thankfully, we were able to evacuate them in time. The world will know less about what's going on in Gaza because of what happened today.
The strike came amid allegations that on Friday, the IDF issued a statement implying a ground invasion of Gaza had begun. After major media outlets in the United States reported the statement, Hamas fighters allegedly fled into a network of underground tunnels, leading to Israel bombing the tunnels for about 40 minutes. An hour after the initial statement, the Israeli military issued a clarification that no soldiers were on the ground in Gaza. Hamas has not commented, and it was impossible to confirm the Israeli reports. Now, earlier today, President Biden spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister and Palestinian Authority President. Over the past several days now, at least 147 people have been killed in Gaza, including at least 39 children.